I'm looking forward to getting to know Brittany Chantel a bit more during this hour. She's a singer and songwriter, a poet, and a storyteller. She's going to do two selections for you, and we're going to get her started with the first of those two, and then you'll get a chance to learn more about her in a moment. Here is Brittany Chantel.
Found any better love, yeah, and I'm just being honest. Oh, and I crossed the bridge of the gods with a goddess. Oh, 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 yeah, and I ain't found any better love, yeah, and I'm just being honest. Oh, pour honey in my coffee, oh, almond milk in my tea, yeah. You don't gotta look further, no, the answer in front of me. Even when you're far from my reach, our love still so deep. Dreaming of you awake and asleep, oh, oh. And I cross the bridge of the gods with a goddess, oh, 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 yeah. And I ain't found any better love, yeah, and I'm just being honest, oh. And I crossed the bridge of the gods with a goddess, oh, 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 yeah. And I ain't found any better love, yeah, and I'm just being honest, oh. Avocado on my greens, yeah. Mint in my watermelon. Tell me secrets, I'm not telling. You are the one I'm always feeling. You make me soup when I am sick. Hold me when we're watching a flick. You just are the one. Oh, oh, yeah. And I cross the bridge of the gods with a goddess. Oh, 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 yeah. And I ain't found any better love, yeah, and I'm just being honest, yeah. And I crossed the bridge of the gods with a goddess, oh, 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 yeah. And I ain't found any better love, yeah, and I'm just being honest, oh. In permanent ink, oh, yin to my yang, yeah. Push me to pursue things, oh, I think I gained. You are my right, you are my left, you got my back, always protect. You just get me, oh, oh, yeah. And I cross the bridge of the gods with a goddess, oh, 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 yeah. And I ain't found any better love, yeah, and I'm just being honest, yeah. And I cross the bridge of the gods with a goddess, oh, 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 yeah. And I ain't found any better love, yeah, and I'm just being honest, oh. Kiss me on my third eye, I never gonna say bye, I. Kiss me on my third eye, I never gonna say bye, I. Kiss me on my third eye, I never gonna say bye, I. Kiss me on my third eye, I never gonna say bye.
There, you've got Brittany Chantel. Tell me about that song a little bit. It's called Bridge of the Gods.
Right? Yeah, so in 2015, I went on my first West Coast trip and had a really great experience. Shared that with another person. And I wanted to put some more light love songs on this new EP because a lot of my stuff is very heavily social justice related. And that stuff is important to talk about. But also I wanted to kind of lighten up the mood on this EP and add some love songs in there. So I wrote that. I actually was in the car in traffic when I had the idea for that song.
Where were you? Do you remember?
On the West End Bridge.
But when you said your first trip west, you meant further west than that, right?
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Tell me a bit about yourself, where you grew up, and you don't have to take me in detail from birth to today, but you could just a little bit about, where you're from and how you started doing this.
Definitely. I was born in Staten Island, New York, but quickly moved to Pittsburgh. My dad was in the Army, and when he got out of the Army, we moved back to Oakdale, Pennsylvania, which is where he grew up. And so I grew up in Oakdale. I liked it, but it wasn't very, it wasn't like my vibe, let's just say that way. But, you know, it was really awesome to grow up where my dad grew up and kind of see, you know, what he went through as a child and whatnot.
Yeah, and sometimes experiencing, really all the time, experiencing things that aren't necessarily your cup of tea helps you discover what it is that you do like.
Definitely.
You're not living in Oakdale any longer. I assume you're living in the city.
Yeah. I am actually currently, looking for my next spot. Yeah, so.
So how did you develop as a singer and songwriter, really as a writer? I'm curious to know.
Yeah. I was writing poems first, and I did that in sixth grade. I actually got my first poem published in sixth grade. It was called My Guitar, and it was when I got my first electric guitar, which I don't play guitar now, but I got my first poem published, and that really kicked off me writing further into that, you know, realm. I didn't just stick with poetry. I then moved into songwriting and whatnot. And my songs that I wrote, I actually still have them saved.
That's
which is
great.
Wild, but I started to write songs about many different things. I had Christmas songs that I wrote. I had songs about school. I had songs about, my friends, everything. So.
And clearly, you must have discovered that you have a real passion for writing. And how about social justice as a focus area? Is there a time when you kind of woke up to wanting to do that? Or did it just sort of kind of come along naturally? Or I'm curious how that, I don't even want to call it an angle, but how that ethic came into your work.
Yeah. That's a great question. I actually have served in the military in the Pennsylvania Army National Guard. And then I also was a criminal justice major in college. So learning a lot about what was going on presently and, you know, sort of being involved in that aspect in the military really started to open my eyes to a lot of the issues that we have going on around us, not just in the world and in other countries, but furthering down into, you know, our communities, into our city.
What an interesting perspective. So you had a chance to witness, I would imagine, some injustice or inequity firsthand through your own involvement, right?
Yes, definitely.
Did you stay with criminal justice?
I ended up doing that, yes. It wasn't my choice. with the military paying for my school and whatnot, I couldn't change my
Where
major.
Where were you?
Edinburgh University.
Oh, okay.
Wow,
that's something. And it's nice to get school paid for. Mm-hmm. There's probably things you learned that stick with you and have been good. Now, can people purchase? You mentioned an EP. I guess I'm wondering, are you performing anywhere where people can come and hear you, and also how can folks get a hold of your lyrics or of your singing?
Yeah, so I actually have a performance tomorrow at Mr. Roboto Project. The show starts at 7. So you could see me there live. You can find my music on all music platforms, every single one. Let's see. I'm trying to think what else. What was the last question?
Oh, about lyrics. Have you put any of those on your website?
Or? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're not on my website currently, but they are on a website called Genius. So if you go to genius.com, it used to be Rap Genius, but now it's just Genius. So if you go on there, all of the lyrics to my new EP
so
are
we
on
just
there.
Have to look for you, genius.com, and then look for Brittany, which is B-R-I-T-T-N-E-Y. Brittany, not Brittany, Brittany. that her last name is Chantel, C-H-A-N-T-E-L-E. Who does the music to the tracks here?
Yeah, great question. So for my recent EP, my friend that goes by the name of Remy Vega did all of the production on that, played all of the instruments besides the saxophone on Bridge of the Gods, which you just heard. His brother, Vaughn, actually played the saxophone on that. So he did everything else. He mixed it as well. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Well, you've got another song to do, and this probably is our last chance to talk. I want to be sure we've mentioned everything that you would like us to mention. We talked about tomorrow at the Roboto Project. You're going to be performing, which is great, 7 o'clock for that show. Genius.com is where to look for your lyrics. The EP is out there wherever fine music is available. Anything else you wanted to mention?
I'm also a visual artist, and I just moved my visual art show called The Golden Opportunity from Boom Concepts to the Braddock Library. So,
oh, great.
Yeah, so my visual art is available for viewing and for purchase at the Braddock Library all the way through January.
What a creative person you are.
Yeah.
Where do you think that comes from?
I'm an Aquarius.
What day is your birthday?
February 5th.
My wife is January 28th,
okay.
So you're not too far apart. tell me about what are your mediums for visual art or 2D or?
Yeah, I use a lot of, so I call my work minimal abstract, acrylic on canvas mostly. I also do some mixed media pieces, sculptures and whatnot that are related to my military service and my identity.
Interesting. So that's going to be at Braddock Public Library starting tomorrow, did you say?
I mean, technically, it's here. It's there today.
It's there now. Well, that's great.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Take a look. Brittany, it's really great to have you here.
Thank you.
Tell me about the next song. It's called Rainbow.
Yeah.
When did you write it?
Yeah, so Rainbow was written in, let's see here, July. It's another love song, and it's just about realizing when you're in not a bad relationship, but just one that you're forcing, and you kind of just need to be real with yourself and do what's best for you and for the other person.
Once again, with great pleasure, here's Brittany Chantel.
Is there gold at the end of the rainbow? Is there clear skies after the rainbow? And is there shade where the sun shines? Now I'm looking for the right signs. Is there gold at the end of the rainbow? Is there clear skies after the rainbow? And is there shade where the sun shines? Now I'm looking for the right signs. I was catching me a tan, hella melanin, and she come and step to me and say she wanna be friends. Partly cloudy for her, sunny for me. Says she gotta move on, this ain't a one-way street. So she packed up the car and she drove away. Maybe see her some other day, and I don't wanna see this end. I don't wanna go through that pain again.
Is there gold at the end of the rainbow? Is there clear skies after the rainbow? And is there shade where the sun shines? Now I'm looking for the right signs. Is there gold at the end of the rainbow? Is there clear skies after the rainbow? And is there shade where the sun shines? Now I'm looking for the right signs. When there's dark clouds, dark storms, when they're moving in fast, then you got to be warned. This ain't the time to run away. You can't face this another day. And you can't have all that love fill you up, but if it leaves her empty, that's not a good look. I wanna see the plants grow, so I'm steady looking out the window to see, is there gold at the end of the rainbow? Is there clear skies after the rainbow? And is there shade where the sun shines? Now I'm looking for the right signs. Is there gold at the end of the rainbow? Is there clear skies after the rainbow? And is there shade where the sun shines? Now I'm looking for the right signs. But you can't have a rainbow without the rainbow. And you can't be shaded if the sun ain't shone. And you can't stick with it just cause you afraid to be alone. No, not in a rush, yes. Someday you will find the right one. Things happen for a reason, reason and a rhyme. This is all due in time. So is there gold at the end of the rainbow? Is there clear skies after the rainbow? And is there shade where the sun shines? Now I'm looking for the right signs. Is there gold at the end of the rainbow? Is there clear skies after the rainbow? And is there shade where the sun shines? Now I'm looking for the right signs.
Brittany Chantel, thank you for being here with us. I hope you've continued success. It's been a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Look for her work at the Braddock Library, and you also can look for her at the Roboto Project tomorrow, and look for her music and art online as well.